And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 29th. This week in 1994, Mary Wilson from the Supremes was injured and her son was killed in an auto accident in California. In 1962, Peter, Paul, and Mary signed with Warner Brothers Records. In 59, and according to Troy Shondell, Buddy Holly saw Troy's performance in Davenport, Iowa, 4 days before the music died. The Beatles performed Get Back on the roof of Apple Records in London, England this week in 1969, and it was all shot for the film Let It Be, and the last public performance by the Fab Four as well. The very first Kiss concert took place in the borough of Queens in New York City this week in 1973. In 1963, a young 17-year-old Neil Young performed his very first professional date at a Winnipeg country club. In 1970, the Grateful Dead's bust for LSD and barbiturates in a New Orleans hotel became the inspiration for their song, Truckin'. Elvis signed a contract with the William Morris Agency this week in 1956, and as a result, they represented him in film deals. Tommy Sands sang Teenage Crush in The Singing Idol, an episode of the Kraft Television Theater this week in 1957, and that led to the song becoming a very big hit. Bobby Darin became the youngest person to headline a TV special when Bobby Darin and Friends, including Joni Summers, aired this week in 1961. And in 1971, he walked off the set of the Jackie Gleason Show when he wasn't allowed to sing Long Line Rider. Gladys Knight and the Pips left Motown Records this week in 1973 for Buddha Records. Elvis arranged for his daughter Lisa Marie to see her favorite singer, Elton John, for her very birthday gift, a wonderful present. And it was her seventh birthday this week in 1975. In 1949, RCA Victor released the very first 45 RPM records. There were seven of them, in fact. They were all in various genres, including the original That's All Right, Mama by Arthur Big Boy Crudup this week in 1949. In 1963, the Beatles began their very first British tour, and they were the opening support act for Helen Shapiro. In 1956, two members from the Robins broke away from the group, signed with Atlantic Records, and became the Coasters. The Midnight Special TV show premiered this week on television in 1973. In 1961, Johnny Burnett underwent an emergency appendectomy in Hollywood, California, and that forced him to cancel a tour of England. Aretha Franklin sang at the funeral of gospel great Mahalia Jackson in Chicago, Illinois, this week in 1972. It's reported that Indiana Governor Matthew Walsh had attempted to ban Louie Louie from being played on radio stations in the state of Indiana this week in 1964. British producer Joe Meek, who produced such hits as Telstar and Have I the Right, shot his landlady, then himself, this week in 1967. And another odd story, in 2007, Wayne Fontana was arrested for arson with intent to injure after setting the car of a bailiff on fire in Glossop, England, and he eventually spent 5 months in jail. This week in 1974, John Lennon and Yoko Ono separated for about a year. In the studio, Grand Funk recorded The Locomotion in 74. The Beatles cut the German version of She Loves You, Sie liebt dich, this week in 1964. Peggy Lee recorded Is That All There Is in 69. Elvis recorded his version of the Carl Perkins hit Blue Suede Shoes in 1956. Bobby Goldsboro was in the studio in 68 and he recorded Honey. The Beach Boys cut two big hits, Surfin' USA and Shutdown, in 1963. In 69, Crow recorded Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me. Frank and Nancy Sinatra recorded Something Stupid, this week in 1967. Dale Hawkins recorded Susie Q in 57, and you'll hear that on Compare the Hits in the next hour of Treasure Island Oldies. And the Drifters recorded White Christmas, this week in 1954. Birthdays, Ivo Robich, born in 1923, Horst Yankowski, born in 1936, Phil Collins is 66, Marty Balin from Jefferson Airplane is 75, Norma Tanega is 78, Harry Wayne Casey, who is KC from the Sunshine Band, is 66. Terry Kath from Chicago, born 1946. Chuck Willis, born 1928. Don Everly from the Everly Brothers is 80, as is Ray Sawyer. Dr. Hook from The Medicine Show. Bob Shane from the Kingston Trio is 83. Rick James, born in 1952 this week. Lisa Marie Presley is 43. Graham Nash from the Hollies is 74. Clyde Skip Batten, who is Skip from Skip and Flip, born in 34. Arthur Lyman, born in 1933. Melanie is 68. Johnny Cymbal, born 1945. Dave Davies from the Kinks is 70. Dennis Edwards from the Temptations, 74. Alice Cooper is 69. And Florence LaRue Gordon from the Fifth Dimension is 73. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for this week. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. I'm Michael Godin. Thanks for listening. Treasure Island Oldies.